So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and find that easy, gentle space of peace. The peace that underlies all of the activity. And hear the wonderful sound system in this room as this rumble of the waves in the distance just crashing on the shore, moving easily and gently. And you can imagine yourself on a beautiful day where it's warm and the water's cool, and you're just walking along the edge of the beach on the sand. And the water's fabulous. It might even call you to plunge yourself in. You never know. But whatever makes your heart sing, to walk along the beach or to enter the waves and feel that wonderful pull on your feet as the waves come back and forth. Just relaxing into this beautiful sunshiny day. Just remembering that all is truly well. There is this deep sense of well-being that is ever available in every moment of all of time, in every atom of all of space. There is a beautiful harmony, a true grace, a clear peace. And so we allow this grace and this peace to touch us deeply now, to feel the essence of that love, to feel the grace unfolding. It is so good just to be here now. And just breathe. Breathe and relax. Breathe and relax and settle into a space to hear a couple of short quotes from the Abraham Hicks Alaska cruise from July of 2015. And Abraham was talking about step five and making peace with the contrast. And they said, you think you're doing something wrong when you feel that negative emotion. And we want you to know it's just your increased sensitivity to alignment that makes things that don't feel good stick out like bigger, sorer thumbs. That's really all it is. Just our increased sensitivity to alignment, because we know we want to feel good, because we're making feeling good a higher and higher priority in our lives. So we find a way to feel good.
Contrast that makes the whole universe move forward. And Abraham said it's about getting your priorities straight and recognizing that contrast is a necessary thing, and not getting so preoccupied with step one, the asking, that you miss out on the deliciousness of step three, the allowing.
And so we trust and we know that this beautiful allowing is based in ease and grace and appreciation. And so I want to focus this meditation today on appreciating our bodies and our lives, finding a way to love our lives. And as I was getting out of the shower this morning and putting some lotion on my feet, I began to feel the power of just sending love into that foot that I was rubbing lotion on. And it's just such a simple little thing to love the foot that I'm taking care of, to love the life that I'm living. So let's start and just imagine that we are able to sit on a beautiful beach towel or a wonderful chair on this sandy beach under an umbrella or out in the sun if you prefer that, and appreciate our bodies. Appreciate the feet that walked along the edge of the sand. Appreciate the sensitivity of those feet as they adjusted to that motion of the sand interacting with the water. Appreciate the balance that our feet allow us as they allow us to move to the left or the right and find a secure spot to stand and to walk and to hop and to run and to dance, as our feet are the wonderful supports for our beautiful legs, our legs that carry us everywhere we want to go. And so let's send love to our legs and our joints, our ankles and our knees and our hips. Sending love to the lower half of our body as we realize how much wonderful support we get from the lower half of our body. It supports us so magnificently as we move through life. And it allows us to adjust to whatever circumstances there are. If we're going up a hill or down a hill or up a flight of stairs or a ramp, if we're moving to the left or the right, backwards and forwards, up or down, our bodies, our legs, our hips, our joints, our knees, our ankles know exactly what to do. And if you remember watching a little child getting used to a whole new pair of legs, you know all the learning it took to learn to balance and move and walk and run. And remember that little one walking along the edge of a coffee table, holding on, allowing their feet and legs to get that sense of stability and balance that later allows them to let go and walk freely. And try out that new pair of legs in a way that feels so extraordinarily secure and dynamic to that child and so adorable to those of us looking on. That beautiful experience of learning to walk and run and skip and dance. And we have that ability. Our legs take care of us in so many amazing ways. So we just send love to our legs and our joints. And we realize that those joints are connected to bones and ligaments and muscles throughout our whole body, through our backs and our shoulders and our necks and our skull, down our arms and out to our fingers, through our elbows and our wrists and all the joints in our hands, our fingers. And we just can love all of these bones and connections and supports and stabilizers. There are so many beautiful parts of our bodies. So let's just appreciate our bones and all the great work they do for us, holding us up and allowing us flexibility and mobility and the ability to support ourselves, whether we're sitting in a chair or on the floor or lying in a bed or walking upright. Our backs and our bodies know what to do. And it's magic, really. We don't have to think about it. It just takes care of itself. And so we just send love to all of these wonderful parts of our body and all the places where the bones meet and the ligaments join and the muscles support, and sending love to all of those aspects. When I feel that, it feels like I'm sending a beautiful energetic lubrication to all of those places so that they move with suppleness and ease and vitality and energy. Just the easy, wonderful movement back and forth of shoulders and hips and all the great joints that allow us that beautiful motion that allows our bodies to be so effective in the world. And so we just love these bodies, and we love the skin that holds it all together. The skin is the biggest organ in our body, and it holds everything else in, and it has many, many layers and many functions, and it does so many things so wonderfully. It lets in the lotion, but it keeps out the water. It's a semi-permeable membrane that knows what to do. Isn't it amazing? I wouldn't know how to make that happen, but our skin knows it automatically. And so we just appreciate the skin and how everything stays inside that's supposed to be inside. And when it gets cut, it heals itself. And that beautiful skin knows how to support us as an independent being. It creates a beautiful boundary for us with the rest of the world, so that the particular nature of our being has a wonderful vehicle to ride around in. And we can love our skin and our separateness as we acknowledge that we are one with the whole, that our bodies move and dance and love the way they do because we are part of Source, and Source is love. And so as we love, we are in harmony with that divine energy within us. We are in alignment with Source. And this love and appreciation allows us a firmer, fuller, more exquisite experience of life. And so let's love our faces. Think of your face. And think about the way you interact with your face in the mirror. Do you smile at yourself and tell yourself how wonderful you are? Or are you picking at a flaw or something that you don't like? Let's love our faces, the uniqueness of who we are and what we look like, and recognize all of the wonderful ways that all of we've lived to this point has created the character and beauty of our faces. And think of a friend that you love dearly, and think of how much you love their face and how unlikely it is that you're going to pick their face apart for flaws. No, you're going to love that being through that face and as that face. And so treat yourself with the same kindness and love that you treat someone you love dearly. And love that face that you're imagining in this moment seeing in the mirror. See the beauty of these eyes. See the depth of these eyes. See Source within these eyes. These beautiful, loving eyes. Allow yourself to experience the beauty and wonder of the eyes in your unique, beautiful face, feeling the love, feeling the essence of who you are through your face in the mirror as you imagine looking at yourself with love. Such love. Just breathe into the love that you are. Breathe into the peace that you are. Breathe into the grace that you are. As we practice step 3, allowing, through appreciation and love, we just have this opportunity to love ourselves, to love our lives, to love our uniqueness. And each of us has a unique, amazing connection to Source that's not like anyone else's. We each have a constellation of gifts and abilities and talents that allow us to star in our own life. And we are stars. Each one of us is light being fulfilled in a body, in a being, in a life. And so appreciate this life, this great gift that you have been given, and the uniqueness of this gift. And think of a moment in your life when you've given of who you are in a honest, generous way, and feel how proud you can feel of yourself in the moment when you're expressing your uniqueness in a powerful, wonderful way. That is the good feeling of appreciating yourself. And the reason it feels so good is that your inner being feels that way about you all the time. So when you appreciate yourself, you're in alignment with Source, who loves you. So just breathe and relax and allow yourself to feel that love, to feel that appreciation that's flowing towards you, to you, through you, as you, all the time. You are that love. You receive that love to the degree that you open yourself to receive that love. It's always there. There is never a moment when you are not being cherished by your inner being. Whether you feel it or not is about your focus of attention. So practicing appreciation, flexing this muscle of love, allowing yourself to appreciate more. Anything that you can appreciate flexes that muscle of love and makes you a stronger lover on the planet. And as you love more and as you practice more love, as you flow more love, you become a better lover, a beautiful being who radiates love everywhere you go. You become the essence of love, powerfully and perfectly, exquisitely, infinitely expressing on this planet. You are love. You are light. You are grace. You are peace. You are that inner essence, that wonderful experience. I know the love that is the truth of our being, each one of us. We are love, and we are loved. And so as we simply get ready to finish this meditation, we breathe again and relax again. And just remember what love feels like. And smile at our love. Smile at our ability to love. Smile at our willingness to love. Smile at our inner being for loving us. Smiling on the inside. And letting yourself bring that smile on the inside back outside as you gently and comfortably, as it feels good, breathe and relax and open your eyes and return to this room and this time and the beauty of this particular amazing day.
You're welcome.